You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Naging araw ng mga papuri at parangal ang pagdiriwang ng 30 taong taunang piyesta sa Sydney mula sa mga bisitang pandangal. Pinuri ni Ray Williams, ang ministro ng multikulturalismo ng New South Wales, ang lumalaking komunidad Pilipino.
I want to thank you, importantly, on behalf of your contribution to not over New South Wales, but Australia. Because if we think back 30 years ago, there were 40,000 people of Filipino ancestry living in this country, and today there are over 230,000. You are to be commended. Your great love of family, your great love of community. Today we celebrate everything that is wonderful about the Filipino community.
Pinuri din ni Prukar ang kinatawan ng oposisyon ang mga migranteng Pilipino.
You make this country richer. We are all the better for the migration from the Philippines to this country. We are so much better. And I see it every day in the wonderful communities of Western Sydney.
Samantala, si Stephen Bali, ang alkalde ng Blacktown na lugar na kung saan may pinakamaraming Pilipino, ay pinarangalan si Lolita Farmer.
But I do like to pay tribute to Lolita Farmer. She was a very good friend of mine and a very good friend of the Filipino community. And to have an award named after her is fitting, given her being the past president. And the sudden loss of Lolita is a massive hole in the community, not only the Filipinos, but across all communities across Australia and Blacktown and right across the community. She was an absolutely wonderful lady, a tribute, and no wonder she got an Order of Australia medal.
Si Lolita Farmer ay ang kauna-unang Filipino-Australiano na nakatanggap ng Order of Merit o OAM sa Australia. Siya ay pumanaw ngayong taon habang Pangulo ng Philippine-Australian Sports and Culture Incorporated o PASI ang namamahala ng taunang fiesta. Sinabi ni John Dowd ng Knight Commander of Knights of Rizal, si Lolita Farmer ay mamimiss ng komunidad Pilipino.
I also want to acknowledge the loss of my friend, the late Lolly Farmer, who has done so much, and I'm so pleased to see the award that's been set up in her memory. Her memory will live long in the people of Australia as well as the people of Filipino connection and origin.
Ginamit din ni John Dowd ang pagkakataon para hikayatin ang mga Pilipino na lapitan ang kanilang mga pampolitikong leader na protektahan ang daanan ng kalakalan sa South China Sea para pagtibayin ang kalakalan ng Australia at ng Pilipinas.
Australia and the Philippines have significant trade connections. I want, on a serious note, to say that the growth of the People's Republic of China and their unfounded claims on the South China Sea is something that Australia and the Philippines have to take very seriously. Trade is important to us, is important to the world, and China has to learn that we are entitled to use those waters. So for all of you, tell your political representatives how important it is.
Samantala, ang kinatawan ng pamahalaan ng Pilipinas, ang Consul General, ay nagpahayag din ng pagbati sa mga nag-organisa ng fiesta.
This initiative of yours is a great feat indeed, as you have overcome difficulties and setbacks one after another in all these years, as you have managed to keep this fiesta alive.
Yan po ang tinig ni Consul Melanie Diano. At sa pagkakataong ito, pinasalamatan din niya ang pamahalaan ng Australia sa pagtulong sa Pilipinas sa mga nakalipas na mga kalamidad.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the New South Wales government for their letter of sympathies to the victims of Typhoon Mangkhut or Typhoon Ompong. And we are very thankful for the assistance of the Australian government for their rebuilding and the reconstruction to aid our people after the onslaught of disaster. And let's continue to pray for our ASEAN neighbor, the victims of tsunami in Palu, Indonesia.
Ginamit din ni Consul Danyo ang pagkakataon para anyayahan ang mga Pilipino-Australiano at ang mga Australiano na bumisita sa Pilipinas.
But you know, if you want to really experience and taste the best of the Philippines, we encourage you to visit the Philippines.
Si Chris Pilaw ay ang opisyal ng RSL Ruti Hill bilang isa sa mga tinitingalang komunidad leader. Narito ang kanyang papuri sa nag-organisa ng fiesta.
Philippine-Australian sports and culture, 30 years in the making. It's not an easy job. It's not an easy job that you can do it in 24 hours. If you see around the reaction of the community, the way they are benefited for these big projects. To me, I describe this project of PSC in three words. One is their commitment, their loyalty, and their credibility.
Nabigyan din ng pagkakataon na magkapagsalita ang SBS. At ang SBS ay kinatawan ni Mandy Weeks, ang namumuno po sa section o sa radyo. Narito ang pahayag ni Mandy Weeks.
I'd just like to wish the very best to the finalists today in the pageants and congratulate you on all the fantastic work you do for the community and in particular raising funds for charities here in Australia but also in the Philippines.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.